Good morning. Today's daf in the Darim is Tzadi. We're here in the 11th parak, finishing up the Masechta. We have two more days to go. We are the penultimate daf of the Masechta, and we're going to be starting today at the Mishnah. We're talking now about the second Mishnah. Anyway, the Mishnah right in the middle of the Amud, and more on the topic of Afara. Husband can be made for a neder. That has been the topic now since we started this 11th parak. Truth of the matter is, back in the 10th parak, we already started this discussion regarding Hafara. So what are we going to be seeing today? We're going to be really tackling one issue. Hopefully, Mirza Hashem, some minutes from now, we're going to get to the next Mishnah. We're going to tackle another issue as well. But right now, for most of today, we're going to be focusing on one issue, and that's the following. A neder is connected to a tanai. So we've seen that and many times over where you make a neder, but the neder right now is not chal, but rather you attach it to a tanai, some sort of condition. And under those circumstances, so if you go ahead and you unlock the tanai, you go ahead and you do whatever the condition was. So that'll open up the neder. So right now you have a neder in wait. You have a neder in waiting. So and all you need to do is just simply fulfill the tanai, and the neder will come to fruition. Okay. So now with that all set. So we're going to ask you a simple question. Can the husband be mefer at this point in time? So the neder right now is latent. It's waiting to be opened. It's waiting to be released, but it has not yet been released. Can the husband be mefer at this point in time? So what our mission is going to teach us is yes. It's really that simple. Meaning, I know it's going to get complicated in just a moment from now, but the point of the Mishnah is that the husband can be mefer a neder even if the neder has not yet been activated. It is latent. It's reserved. And it's connected to a tanai. The tanai hasn't been fulfilled as of yet. Still, when the husband hears about the neder, he can make mefer it at this point in time. And as Aran points out later in today's daf, it's a svar pshuta. It just simply, in other words, the Gemara is going to try to give psukim and darshan. But meanwhile, it really is a svar pshuta, meaning that the husband's ability to be made for a neder is if it's actualized and even if it's potential. The wife made a potential neder. So the husband has the power and the ability to be made for even that. Okay, good. That's going to be the point of today's daf. That's going to be the point of the Mishnah. And so why we're going to be spending an entire daf discussing it, you will see. So let's start off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off Kohenim. I think I did the Mishnah yesterday. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Doesn't matter. We're starting with the Mishnah. Kohenim sheni nene l'aba l'avicha. So she makes a Kohenim. Konim, of course, is a kinui. It's for a neder. And she says that that I'm not going to be getting benefit from neither my father or, alternatively, your father. And if I perform any service for you. So the tanai over here is going to be performance of service for her husband. And once she does that, if she were to do that, so then she would unlock, she would release the tanai. I'm sorry, she would release a neder. And the neder is that she's not going to be benefiting from neither dad, either dad, my dad or your dad. So, alternatively, the co-name is that I'm not going to be benefiting you. I'm sorry. If I go ahead and benefit either father or either father. My father, your father. Meaning the alternative case of the Mishnah is where the neder is going to be on my benefit from you, meaning the husband, and the tanai is going to be if I serve either my father or your father. Okay, so whichever way we go, whether the neder is on the husband and the tanai is on the father, or whether the neder is on the father and the tanai is on the husband, either way, I raise the yafer. What the husband can do is the husband can be mefer. Okay. In other words, it's within the executive power of the husband to be made for the neder, even though currently the neder is not yet released. It's a potential neder connected to a tanai. Nevertheless, the husband can be made for the neder. Good. And the Ran over here goes into great detail. Why does the Mishnah over here give cases, specifically two cases? Why isn't it sufficient with one case? The Ran goes on to discuss that that one case is a bigger chiddush than the other case. And see the Ran inside for more analysis on why the Mishnah specifically gave two cases. For our purposes right now, I'm going to go on in terms of the Gemara's discussion. But the Ron spends a lot of time with this Mishnah over here. Noted. Okay, Tanya. She'ini nenes la'aba la'vicha. So over here now in the Gemara, so we're going to be opening up with a Braisa. Right now, what we have seen so far is that a husband can be made for a neder, even though it's latent. Even though it's not yet been released, it's connected to a tonight, it hasn't yet materialized. Nevertheless, a husband can be made for a neder. That's what we saw in our Mishnah. In the Braisa, what we're going to learn together, it's a machlokas tanayim. So let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Braisa. Tanya. Eini nes la'aba la'vicha. I'm not benefiting neither from dad or from either dad. Imani osel aficha, if I serve you. Okay, so once again. So the neder is on benefit from a father. It doesn't matter which one. And the tanai is if I serve you, meaning her husband. So, Rabbi Nasan Amar lo yafir, v'chacham emar yafir. So what do we have over here? Machlokes tanayim. As to whether or not the husband can be mayfair. Because once again, what are we looking at right now? Not a neder actualized, but a latent neder that's connected to a tanai. And at the point of latency, can the husband be made for the neder? We have a machlokas tanayim. And the Braisa gives another example. Natulani mina yehudim, imisham shetech. And she makes a neder, which is that she's not going to be intimate with nobody, right? We saw this expression already before. Natula ani min hayehudim is an expression, is a description of, basically, she's making a neder not to be intimate with anyone, which would seemingly include her husband as well. If I go ahead and if I'm intimate with my husband. So once again, it's a neder, it's a late neder, but with a tanai, and can the husband be mefer? Rabbi Nasan Amar lo yafer v'chacham emar miyafer. And once again, what are we looking at over here? It's a machlokas tanaim. Same machlokas. Between the chachamim and Rabbi Nasan. Okay. So now what we know is the following, and that is that although our Mishnah gives us one viewpoint, which as we would all expect, the viewpoint of the Chachamim, nevertheless, as we now learn to Bryce, it's a machlokas. What is behind this machlokas? What are they arguing about? Stay tuned. The Gemara is going to discuss that a little bit from now. But meanwhile, it comes out to be a machlokas. The Gemara tells us a fascinating story. There was a person who made a neder that he is not going to be benefiting from anyone in this world. Okay. Now, that neder is unbelievably strong. A nearly untenable neder. I'm not benefiting from anyone in this world. And as we discussed already previously, when you make a neder that's so outlandish, or you make a shvuah that's so outlandish, so generally speaking, what do? We just shrug our shoulders. It's ridiculous. The shvuah has no validity whatsoever. And presumably over here, the same thing would be true by a neder. And over here, when you make such an outlandish neder, I'm not getting benefit from anybody. So we could just shrug our shoulders. Meanwhile, the Gemara is not going to shrug its shoulders. Okay, so I'm just acknowledging the fact that it's not as simple and straightforward as I'm presenting it, but okay. Anyway, he's making a neder. He's not getting benefit from anybody. But the neder is only going to kick in when I get married. Okay? But because what I first want to do is I want to learn. And I want to learn a significant amount. Okay. Now, it doesn't say how much he wants to learn, but basically he wants to be a Talmud Chacham, and he would like to do so before getting married. Why not do so after you get married? So practically speaking, we all know the answer. And the Ron says it right over here, quoting the Gemara in Kedushin. Rechaim b'tzavara v'osik b'torah. So the Gemara in Kedushin has exactly this discussion. So should a person first learn or first get married? And it's a machlokas between Chachmei Bavel and Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. And fascinating Gemara over there. But anyway, one of the calling card lines of that Gemara over there in that discussion is what the Ron quotes over here, which is, Rechaim b'tzavaro, if the millstone is around your neck, so v'osek b'tar, how can you learn Torah? In other words, being married carries with it a tremendous amount of responsibility. And with that tremendous responsibility, so how are you going to be able to learn Torah? Learning Torah requires a significant commitment of time. So it's, again, it's two sides to this issue. It's not one-sided issue, but it's near impossible to learn Torah if you're married. Meaning, I say learn Torah, I'm meaning making an unbelievable commitment of all your time and all your effort and energy to become a Talmid Chacham if, in fact, you're married. So therefore, one of the positions over there in the Gemara is first learn and then afterwards get married. Okay, good. Anyway, for more on that discussion, see the Gemara in Kedushin, which the Ron over here is quoting. Anyway, so that's this person over here. So this person makes a neder, he's not getting benefit from anybody if, in fact, he goes ahead and he gets married. So, the marriage is going to trigger the neder. Right now it's a late neder, and the marriage is going to trigger it. So far, so good. Now, the story's going to go on, but I just want to point out right now that this is not the same as what we've been discussing, even though it sounds really similar. Meaning, previously, just minutes earlier in today's daf, we talked about the ability to be mayfair, a late neder. I'm just pointing out right now, this is not hafara, this is hatara. Meaning, right now, currently, we're talking about a guy making a neder. No one can be mayfair the neder. This is not a hafara situation. This is a hatara situation. Meaning, in order for the neder to become lifted, to be released, you have to go to a chacham, a sheila chacham, like we discussed already numerous times. So it's not exactly the same, and it's noted, and we're going to come back to that point in just a little bit. Anyway, but the story goes on. So kilo tanin hilchasa, fine, period. Right, begapa v'tuvila v'lo amsila misne, and he tried, and he was unsuccessful in his learning. The expressions of the Gemara over here, the Ron spends a little bit of time going over all these expressions. But anyway, what I'm providing for you is just a simple pshat. And that is that he tried. He tried. And unsuccessful. He was unsuccessful in his learning. Okay? Gemara over here, unbelievably pragmatic and realistic. And that is that, in other words, not everyone is going to be successful in learning. Right? It's fantastic that he had a ratzon and a desire to learn. And I'm sure there was something that he walked away with, but it's not going to be for everyone to go ahead and to be immersed in learning. Okay, fine. It's an interesting and a very realistic just observation of the Gemara. Asa Rav Acha bar Rav Huna v'shab sheva in sevisasa, and so now Rav Acha bar Rav Huna now wants to resolve the matter. What do I mean resolve the matter? In other words, right now this person is working with a late neder. The neder has not been actualized. What's going to actualize a neder? When he gets married. So when he gets married, now the neder is going to be actualized. So what does he do? He basically entices him. There's this interesting usage of the word vishabshe. Vishabshe over here is understood to mean he enticed him. He basically said to him, no, go ahead, go get married. Right? Don't worry. Right? I'm telling you, go get married. So fine. The insevisisa. And so now, as per the recommendation of Rav Acha, this guy gets married. So now what happens? So the neder now actualizes. So the tanai has been fulfilled. The neder is now here. So far, so good. And just one more detail on the story. Visarkitina v'asyala kamedur of chista. And so what he did is he put mud on the person. And now what the person needs a good bath. He needs a bath. He needs laundering. In other words, he needs outside help. And now he realizes that now that the neder is here, he can't get benefit from anybody. So now he recognizes that, I need hatar sedarim. So he goes to Rav Chista, Vasya lekamet to Rav Chista, Amarava, and okay, fine. So, and Rav Chista is matirim from his neder. Okay, good. That is the end of the story. Now, Amarava manchachim lemevi ke'amil sa'i lav de Rav Acha b'Rav Huna de Gavar Rabahu de Kasav de Chihech de Pligi Rabban Rab Nasan ba'afara. And now a compliment, a strong compliment from Rava about Rav Acha. Rava says regarding Rav Acha is a great man and understands everything very well. Understands what? That look, what do we know? A late neder, can the husband be made for it? So what do we know? It's machlokas. Machlokas tonight between Rabbi Nassim and the Chachamim. Okay. So now, even though Rabbi Nassim and the Chachamim are arguing about a farah, Rav Acha's understanding is that not only are they arguing about a farah, they're also arguing about she'ila as well. Meaning that if it's not a hafara circumstance, but rather it's a she'ila. Meaning, like our case over here, the man. No one could be made for the neder. The only thing that could release him from the neder is going to be a chacham. And still Rabbi Nassim and the Chachamim would argue. Can a chacham be matir a neder, not mayfair, matir a neder that currently is latent? In other words, it is, the neder has been pronounced, but connected with a condition, and the condition yet hasn't yet been fulfilled. So can the chacham be matir at this latent point? Machlokas between Rabbi Nassim and the chachamim. Now we don't know it's a machlokas between Rabbi Nassim and the chachamim, but Rav Acha is making an assumption. That just like they're arguing by Hafara, they're arguing by Hatara as well. And what Rava is saying as a compliment to Rav Acha is, I think the man is right. I think he's right. I think that just like it's a machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim regarding Hafara, it's also a machlokas regarding She'ila as well. Now, the Ron points out over here, okay, so let's assume that Rav Acha is right. Okay, and so what? Meaning, generally speaking, when we have a machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim, who's Halacha going to follow like? Halacha is going to follow like the Chachamim. And what's a Chachamim's position? You could be mefer a neder in a latent state. Okay, so the Chacham's position is you could be matir a neder in a latent state. And so the Ran wonders over here, even if Rav Acha is right, even if his cheshbon is right, so what? So the halacha falls like the Chachamim. So you didn't need him to get married in order to be matir the neder. Truth of the matter is, you could have been matir the neder even before he got married. So what the Ran suggests over here is that what Rav Acha wanted to do is he wanted to satisfy every position. Even though the accepted opinion is the Chachamim would be the halacha, but he also wanted to satisfy the Shita of Rabbi Nassan as well. That's the Ran's proposal in terms of what Rav Acha was thinking. Okay. We are continuing. We're in the Gemara. We're on Sadi Amud Aleph for 5-6 lines from the top of the Amud. So far, what have we gathered? We know it's a machlokas whether or not you can be mefer a latent neder, machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Nassan. And we now know that there is a school of thought, specifically Rav Acha, and presumably Rav as well, because Rav praised Rav Acha, that just like there's a machlokas regarding Afar, there's also a machlokas regarding being matir a latent neder. Rav Papi, I'm a machlokas b'afara. And Rav Papi's going to say no. Look, I know there's a debate between Rabbi Nassan and the Chacham and regarding Afara, but that's specific to Afara. The Rabbi Nassan Savreina Baal Mefer Aleim Ken Chalaned Dechziv V'Chafra Halavana. Rabbi Nassan will tell you that the husband can only be Mefer Neder only when there is a Chalosa Neder. How do I know that? V'Chafra Halavana. V'Chafra Halavana, it's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Now, if you look at the Pasuk contextually, the Pasuk has nothing to do with Nedarim. And exactly how we're darshaning from the Pasuk over here, that the only time that you can be mefer a neder is only at the point of actualization and not a potential neder, not a latent neder. So it's not perfectly clear. In fact, the Ran doesn't even comment on this, which led me to think, and it turns out I saw the notes here in the Masifta, it led me to think that the Ran didn't even have this as a girsa. Okay? And I was so excited. In other words, others proposed that as well. Anyway, for our purposes right now, I'm going to direct you to the Mefarish. The Mefarish does in fact offer a pshat of how we got from the pasuk to the conclusion. Anyway, let's just say it simply. Okay. Right. The chafra, right. Correct. The chafra, the ches and the hey are interchangeable letters. And still, in other words, if you look at the pasuk contextually, it has nothing to do with nadar. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We could just simply say like this. Do you know when you can be made for, when you know when the husband can be made for a neder? When the neder's here. Meaning, she made a late neder and it's connected to a tanai. The neder's not here yet. And so therefore, the ability to do afar is only when the neder's actually here. V'rabban tzavrei ba'al mefer afa pishlo chala neder d'chsiv. Mefer machshavos aramim. And as far as the chachamim are concerned, so they'll tell you, no, that the husband can be made for a late neder. Why? So because, obviously, a pasuk in Eov. Right? Obviously. Again, the pasuk in Eov, not discussing nedarim, but at least, mefer machshavos aramim. Okay, in the pasuk in Eov, you see that hafara can be done even to a machshava, even though the neder is not here yet, because it's connected to a tanai and the tanai hasn't yet been fulfilled. Still, as long as there is a late neder, we'll call that a machshava, and the pasuk in Eov says mefer machshavos aramim. Ava b'shela divrakol ein chacham matir klum elim kein chal neder dechsev lo yachel divaro. But according to Rav Papi, when it comes to she'ila, when can a chacham be matir a neder? Only when the neder is actually here. And there's not going to be a machlokas between the chacham and Rabbi Nassan. They will agree that by hatara, the neder actually has to be here. Okay. So what we have over here now is our second opinion for this morning. According to Rabbi Acha, just like they argue regarding afar, they're arguing regarding hatara. Good. Now we have a second opinion, and that's Rav Papi. And Rav Papi is of the position that they argue by hafara, a late neder, is it hafarable? And the answer is the machlokas. But when it comes to a latent neder, can a chacham be matirit? Rav Papi would say no. Only when the neder is actually here. Now, lema misayele. So here we're going to go through a couple of brisas, and we're going to see whether or not this is a sustainable position. The brisa says like this: Kodesh ninena laplonu lemisha shalav. Okay, the person makes a neder, two nedarim, one neder right now. I'm not getting benefit from so and so. I've had it with him. I'm not getting benefit from him. Okay, or he's not getting benefit from me. Either way, in other words, that's it. And I'm making a neder against somebody else as well, but on condition that somebody else is going to be the chacham who's going to release me from my first neder. So once he releases me from my first neder, I'm now going to have a neder on the chacham. I will have beef with that individual, even though currently right now I don't know who that is. Okay, but anyway, so what do we have over here? We have a neder and a late neder. So now, nishal arishav acharkach nishal alasheni. So now, order of operations is going to be like this. First, get a sheila from the first guy, because the neder is actually here. Once you do that, and once you're released from the chacham, so now the second neder has been actualized, then you can go ahead and get released from that second neder. Okay. Iyamar nishal alfa pishlo chala neder ibai al hai nishal bereisha ibai al hai nishal bereisha. So the Gemara says, now, here's what I don't understand. If you're right, that what you could do is you can have a she'elas haneder, even on a late neder, so then really doesn't matter. There's no order of operations. Doesn't matter which one you release yourself from first, either the actual neder or the late neder. So the Gemara says, I don't know, I'll push back a little bit. So the Gemara says, I'll just push back a little bit. Look, even though I know the Brisa says Rishon and Sheni, truth of the matter is, who's Rishon, who's Sheni? You're assuming Rishon is the first guy and Sheni is the second guy. Maybe it just simply means that you have two Nidarmta you have to be released from, one and two, but one and two is not necessarily representative of the actual neder versus the late neder. Okay, just a little bit of pushback. Elalema Misayele, the Gemara says, okay, but I have another brisa. There's no way to extricate yourself from the second brisa. Let's learn it together. So I'm making a neder. I'm not getting benefit from that individual. And, oh, by the way, I'm making a second neder. I'm going to become a nazir when I get a she'ela for my first neder. Okay, good. So there are two nedarim. One is currently here. The other one is made with a tanai, and the tanai has yet to be fulfilled. So what do you do? Nishal al nidro, the achakach nishal al nizro. So now what you're going to do is order of operations. And here, there's no way out of it. The order of operations is really clear. First, you get a she'ela from your first neder, which is the one that actually is here. Now, once you do that, now you've actualized the second neder, and then and only then do you get released from that second neder. Now, how do I know? Because it says the end of the brace of Achakach Nishal al Nizro. Nizro is clearly neder number two. Iyamar Nishal alfa pishlochal neder, Ibayal Nidro Ichal Beresha, Ibayal Nidro Ichal Beresha. So the Gemara says, good. So what comes out from this brace over here is that you can't be matir a late neder. So now, Rav Papi, what are you going to say over there? So the Gemara says, Rav Papi, you know what Rav Papi will tell you? Rabbi Nassan he. Okay, so Rav Papi will tell you that Brisa over there is going like Rabbi Nassan. Meaning, okay, good. I'm so happy you showed me a Brisa that tells me that you can't be Mati or late neder. Okay, that Brisa belongs to Rabbi Nassan. Okay. Amravina Amrali Mreimer Hachi Amravucha Mishmeder Rav Papi Machlokes Bafara. And now the Gemara is going to go in one more direction. So where are we right now? Let's just quickly set ourselves up in a quick summary of basically the entirety of today's daf. Can you be mafia or late neder? That's a machlokas. That we know is a machlokas. Armisha gives us one opinion, but then after learning the first brice of today's daf, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that you can be mafia a late neder, and Rabbi Nassan says you can't. Okay. Are they also arguing about Hatara? A late neder regarding Hatara? So we have, so far in today's daf, two opinions. The first opinion, Rav Acha, just like they're arguing about Afar, they're arguing about Hatara. Then we saw the opinion of Rav Papi. They're arguing about Afar, but by Hatara, there is no machlokas. when it comes to our Torah, when can you be matir? Only when the neder is actualized. And that would be l'chulei alma. And then finally, we're going to have now a third opinion. Now, it also happens to be said over in the name of Rav Papi, but it's obviously a different Masara Rav Papi, right? This is Ravina, quoting Mareimar. Hachi amar avuchim mishmed Rav Papi, machlokis ba'afar ava b'sheil ha-divra ha-kol, me'efer ava ava pish lo chal ha-neder. Dichsiv lo yachel divaro. Over here now, we're going to swing wildly in the other direction. I didn't mean wildly, but we're going to swing all the way in the other direction. And that is that when it comes to Hataras and Neder, everyone agrees you could be Matir or Neder even in its latent state. Why? The Pasuk says, Lo Yechel Devaro, and we're going to put all of our emphasis and attention on the word Devaro. What is the word Devaro? Dibur. Meaning that even though the Neder has been constructed verbally, even though it's not here yet, eligible for Hatara. Lo Yechel Devaro. And so that means now that according to this last opinion over here, a neder in its latent state is eligible for hatara according to everybody. By how far we have a machlokus, but by hatara, so it can be done by it can be done according to everybody. So lememra de lo havebe. So lememra de lo havebe maisa. Sorry, that was the gemara just pointing out what I already pointed out, but I should have read it already. So the Gemara just explained. In other words, lo yachel devaro, even though it's in its deeper form and it's not yet actualized, still eligible for Atara. Good. Meisvei, so now we get to do this part quickly because the Gemara is going to be citing the brises that we already saw in the Amud Aleph, but now the Gemara is going to challenge. So Meisvei, konev sheni nenelaponi lamisha nishal alav. So nishal al rishon v'acharkach, nishal al sheni. So once again, the person made a neder and a late neder. So what does he need to do? First get out of the actual neder, which now kicks in the second neder, and then, and only then can he get out of the second neder. So now you, in this version of Rav Papi, you're of the opinion that everyone agrees that you can get out of a neder through Hatara, via Hatara, even though the neder is in its latent state. And new, so then order doesn't matter. So the Gemara again pushes back. We saw this on the Amud Aleph. Mi yodei ha'irishon v'ha'isheni. Yeah, but you don't know which one is number one, and you don't know which one is number two. I can argue that the second one is one, and the first one is two, and it's just a question of which one he's getting out of first. Okay. Meisvei konim sheni nene v'arini nazir lechashashal alav. So here we go now. Again, we saw this on the Amud Aleph. I'm making a neder, and I'm also making a second neder, that once I get released from the first neder, I will become a nazir. So we have neder and latent neder. So what do you do? Nishal nizro v'acharkach nishal nizro. V'amai yibayal nizro nishal bereisha v'yibayal nizro nishal bereisha. So over here now, clearly, there's an order of operations. First, extricate yourself from the actual neder. Then the second neder kicks in. And then and only then can you get yourself out of the second neder. So clearly over here, who's ever authoring this price is of the position that you can only be matir neder once it's actualized. So Tiyufta, the Gemara says, okay, I'm with you. Meaning, this price over here, there's no way out of it. So this third opinion of Rav Papi, which is, if you're following today's daf well, Rav Papi's second opinion, or our second Masorah of Rav Papi. So this price over here clearly is a refutation. Because according to Rav Papi, part two, when it comes to Ataras Nadarim, it can be done even in a latent state, according to everybody. And meanwhile, I'm showing you a brisa that clearly does not side like that. Okay, Tiyufta, the Gemara says good. The position has in fact been challenged. Okay, so where does all this end us up? So we're pretty much done with today's daf. I'm going to go through the Mishnah. I'll go through a little bit of the Gemara. But in other words, that's the main sugya of today's daf. And the question is very simple. Can you be made for a late neder? Answer is it's a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Nasan. And the Ran on the Amud Aleph of today's daf says, and the halacha is like the Chachamim. I know the Ran says, I know that there was an Amora in today's daf, notably Rav Acha, who because it's a machlokus wanted to satisfy both opinions. Okay, but he did that as a chumra ba'alma. In other words, but the truth of the matter is, hafara could be done even to a late neder. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. That was our Stam Mishnah. The Ran says that's the halacha. And here, of course, is where it gets tricky. Meaning, good, that's by hafara. What about hatara? Can you be matir a late neder? So over here in today's daf, we are and a lot of different places. According to Rav Acha, just like there's a machlokas by the Chachamim, there's also going to be a machlokas also. Sorry. Just like there's a machlokas by a father, there's also a machlokas by a Torah as well. But then there was the opinions of Rav Papi. Rav Papi number one, Rav Papi number two. According to Rav Papi number one, so when it comes to a neder, you can only be matir a neder only after it actualizes. According to Rav Papi number two, you could be matir a neder according to everybody, even before it actualizes. Again, the Ran over here says that we're going to, as far as the halach is concerned, we're going to go like Rav Papi number one. Right? If you want to see that inside, in the Ran, Sadi Amid Aleph, first very wide line, Olin Yin Halacha Kaimalan, Rabbana de Pligala de Rabbi Nasser, Rami de Balmefer, Alpha Pishlo, Chala Neder. Okay, he gives his reasons. I'm going to skip a little bit. I'm going to skip a lot. So the, Miu Hanimile, okay, I'm skipping all the way to three lines on the bottom. Miu Hanimile, Bishe, Talsa Nidra Bedavishias. No. I don't, right. It happens to be that also is an interesting point. But making a difference, made a distinction in terms of Tanaim. Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah. Top of the Amud Beis. I knew it was here. Okay. I just saw it, you know, minutes earlier today. Anyway, Ula Inyan She'ela, Kaimalan Kira Papi, Da Amar Machlokis Bahafar, Rav Abashela, Devrekol, and Chachamater, Ela Imkein, Chala Neder. There we go. So the Ran says that it's his opinion that we side with Rav Papi number one. That when it comes to Ataros Neder, so a Chacham can't be Mater, a Neder, latent. Chacham can only be a Mater, a Neder. That's actually here. Okay, good. Like the first view of Rav Papi. Okay, let's begin the next Mishnah. Okay, this is the final Mishnah of the Masechta. Final Mishnah of the Perek and Masechta. Mishnah opens up. Okay, three claims of a woman which would be grounds for divorce and would allow her to collect her ksuva. She would not be forfeiting her ksuva. Number one, Homer is Tamei Anilach. So case number one, okay, all these cases are unbelievably sad. In other words, obviously we're talking about divorce and what is grounds for divorce. So in case number one, so what happens is the following. She's an Ashes Kohen, and Rachmanah, she was violated. The halacha is, we've gone over this numerous times throughout Shas, especially here in Seder Nashim, where obviously this comes up again and again, and that is that an Ashes Kohen who is Nenas, so she is prohibited to her husband. Does not terminate the marriage in of itself, but she becomes prohibited to her husband, and therefore the husband has to divorce her. But because she was Nenas, obviously she's a victim, so therefore she does not forfeit her ksuva. So that is number one. Number two, Shamayim Beni Leveinecha. Number two is basically she accuses her husband of impotency. Okay, I know that's extraordinarily delicate and a really intimate detail, but in other words, she knows that her husband's impotent. Okay, and she accuses him of such, and she's not obligated in the midst of Puru Revu, but the Ran points out, okay, but in other words, but still, she wants children. She wants somebody to take care of her in old age. We saw that together in the Gemara and Ksuvos. And so therefore, it is a legitimate claim that she wants children and she feels that her husband is impotent. Obviously, it's a really intimate detail, but she knows it to be the case. Right? She knows that she really believes it. Okay. And so therefore, again, it's grounds for divorce and it's also she is entitled to collect Ksuva. And finally, Netula Ani Min Yehudim. And the last one is that she says that, look, she cannot handle intimacy. In other words, it's just too difficult for her. And so she is now claiming grounds for divorce simply because she's just not built for intimacy. And she's saying it's not her husband, but it would be anybody. Okay. So originally all these were claims that would allow her to demand a divorce and B, to collect her ksuva. Okay, now, Chazal Amar Shalot Eish Anot Sendesena Be'acher Umekakalos Abala. However, once women saw that this would be an exit strategy for marriage, so unfortunately what happened was exploitation. And what women would do is just simply say, hey, right? You want to get out of this marriage, right? Here's one of three claims that you can make. And not only are you going to get out of the marriage, but you're not going to lose your ksuva. So unfortunately, what happened was is that it was abused. They abused these privileges, and so therefore, a change of policy. How omer is to me ani alach tavirai ledvareha. So if a Eishes Kohen was accused of being violated, so in order for her to use this now as grants for divorce and not to forfeit her ksuva, so now she, what she needs is evidence. In other words, her claim by itself is not gonna, is going to be insufficient. Hashemayim beinil veinecha yasu derech bakasha. Now, if she says that her husband is impotent, so yasu derech bakasha. Okay, lengthy discussion in terms of what exactly that means. Let's hold off on that. We'll talk tomorrow more about the what exactly the strategy is over there. Unetulani min yehudim yafer lechalko tihi misham shato tihi netula min yehudim. And as far as her claim that intimacy is just too difficult for her, so this is Dvarim Shebeinu Levina, and he'll be made for the neder. Now again, because it's Dvarim Shebeinu Levina, he can only be made for it legabe him, but not legabe other people as well. Okay. Ibai Lahu. All right, let's pause over here. Okay, the tomorrow we'll start with the Gemara, and tomorrow will be Mirtz Hashem, the conclusion of the Masechta. Let's quickly recap our daf today. Okay, we really covered one topic today, and that is the ability to be made for a neder that has been uttered but has not materialized as of yet because it was connected to a Tanai, and the Tanai has yet to be fulfilled. Can the husband be made for the neder right now in its latent state? And the answer is, right, and if I could summarize the last 40 minutes, the answer is yes. That's an excellent summary of today's daf, and that is something that we walk away with, meaning that is actually the conclusion of the Gemara. But now the details is that it's the Machlokas Tanayim, and the Gemara went back and forth over the svaras behind the two positions. We saw a story today where a person made a neder, and well, actually, that story is not relevant because that story is Hatara, not Hafara. Good. And then our big discussion today in the Gemara is that this idea of the husband being able to be made for a late neder, what about a chacham being matir a late neder? Is it same or different? Same meaning, is it a machlokas, or maybe is it different? So over here, how many different choices do you have? Three choices. That's a lot. So either, number one, it's same. Just like we had a machlokas by hafar, we have a machlokas by a hatara. Alternatively, it's different. By hafar, we have a machlokas by hatara. Lechu le'ame divrei hakol. You could be matir late neder. Alternatively, it's different that by hafar we have a machlokas by hatara. You can't be matir unless the neder has been actualized. And the Ran says that of those three positions, we're going to go with the. I didn't give it in the order of the Gemara. Okay. Anyway, we're going to go with that third option, which is that when it comes to hatara, chacham can only be matir neder. Only when the neder has been actualized. Adkan. And then the last thing that we did is we started the last Mishnah of the Masechta. The Mishnah went over various claims made by a wife, which would be grounds for divorce, and she would not forfeit her ksuva. And then because of basically what happened was that women started abusing that privilege, so then the Chachamim demanded more in terms of evidence that her claim is in fact justified.